For the past 4 years, fans of the British band Hot Chip, they've been able to play this game called Spot the Influences. Well, you can hear a little soul, some R&B, some spoken word, cultural references, and of course, 80s dance pop, all of which you can hear on its new record, Made in the Dark, came out this week. Here's the lead single, Ready for the Floor. But the five-piece outfit isn't afraid to switch things up. As we heard when all five, yes, all five members descended on the BPP studios with keyboards, guitars, a box of percussion instruments to treat us to reinterpretations of their songs. Here's that danceable single Ready for the Floor, stripped down and raw.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Instead of carving up the wall, why don't you open up, we tore. I'm ready for a fall.
Welcome, you guys, to the studio. Thank you so much for coming in and agreeing to play and sit and talk to us for a little while. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Do me a favor, go around the room and tell people who you are so they get used to the sound of your voices because they can't see you right now.
I'm Alexis.
Al, normal speaking voice.
This is Joe, hello.
Felix.
And Owen.
As you were writing Ready for the Floor, did you write it thinking, one day we're going to rearrange this?
I don't think I thought about that when we were writing it, but with every song we've ever written, we've usually done another version that's quiet and slow and sad sounding, so it's kind of inevitable that this would happen.
Joe, you want to weigh in on that?
That song, when we made it, it was totally about it being a kind of upbeat pop song. And initially I didn't know whether it would really translate into kind of any other versions, but we've done a couple of kind of quieter, softer versions and it seems to work out all right. So
all of the songs have quite a strong kind of structure, so usually, you know, they'll translate into whatever kind of other forms we like to impose on them. So
be it free jazz or
reggae.
Yeah, reggae.
Yeah. Hear the reggae version.
Reggae usually creeps in even if we don't want it to.
Just finds its way in. Alexis, when you're singing a song like that in a different version than the one that people will become accustomed to when they get your new record, do you think about the way you present the lyrics differently, or?
I think I just try and enjoy singing it. Like, it feels like a different song to sing it that way. Mm-hmm. It's like doing a cover version or something, or just kind of improvising little changes to the melody and just singing in a way that feels good.
The song Shake a Fist, there's a lot going on in that song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we know. Can we break it down a little bit? First of all, so much percussion. Tell us what we're hearing.
There's a snare drum, isn't there?
There's
a bass drum.
There's a bass drum and a snare drum that were sampled from a really famous musician, but we can't mention who they are.
Okay.
He's very short.
It's not Prince.
It's Paul Simon. No.
It's Prince. Apart from that, there's just tons of different... Like, we have a box of percussion in the room here with us, which we were using for both songs.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
That's a good...
We have literally that in one of our home studios in London.
It's a bit weird, but it's turned out beer.
How did it get here?
Hand luggage.
Oh, and what's in that box? So people can know what we're talking about.
Pardon me.
Have they got a vibraslap in there?
Well,
the most comically...
It's funny you should say that, Al. Is this a vibraslap?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I hit this bit?
Yes,
that
you hit the globe area.
The globe area. Here's the sound of the globe area.
Yeah, that's a good
there
comedy.
There is actually one of those on Shaker Fist.
Yeah, there is one of those on Shaker Fist. So that's the Vibra Slap.
And I saw several different triangles in there, different sizes. And
There's seven cowbells. We haven't got seven cows, don't worry.
A herd of cowbells.
Also on Shaker Fist, Todd Rundgren pops up in the middle of the song.
Yeah, it's annoying when
he used to as a percussion, right?
We hit him on the head and he said that.
Joe, explain to me how Todd Rundgren figures into this song.
In our old sound checks before we play gigs, Al would, when he's testing the microphones, he would say this couple of sentences from an old Todd Rundgren album. Like, he would talk about the sound. Oh, you can do it.
It's a game called Sound of the Studio, and he does like impressions of problems that you might encounter in a 70s studio, such as the plosive sounds we probably won't be able to get because we've got a pop shield on the mic, but peas popping, or this is the sound of bad editing, and then he would sort of like chop things up.
He goes through all these kind of different problems, and we just thought the bits of that just sounded fantastic and kind of would be an interesting thing to put in this kind of natural break that we had in the song.
Before we go any further, I'd like to show you all a game I made up. This game is called Sounds of the Studio. And it can be played with any record, including this one. You may be surprised. Now, if you have a pair of headphones, you better get them out and get them cranked up.
Yeah. Anyway, it was funnier at the time, obviously. And it was probably even funnier at the time that it was recorded. But yeah, 30 years. 30 years makes a difference.
Alexis, explain what Made in the Dark is about.
It's sort of about the struggle to be with someone if you're travelling all the time. It's about being together apart, basically. So, yeah, it's just a song about a relationship and making sense of it and making sense of yourself in the world.
Have you all found that a difficulty as you've been traveling? Because by the time this airs, you'll be all over the UK. You will have been in New York, LA, back home.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult, yeah. We all find it tough. We're away from our loved ones a lot of the year, yeah. And, you know, we have a fantastic time when we go on tour. We you know, have a good reception a lot of places that we go, and we have a lot of fun. We see the world, but, yeah, we're away from the people that we love, so... There are a few of those kind of themes running through the album.
Since we fell apart, I've been nothing but blue. Longing for a night time to bring back my youth.
Al, what do you do when you get lonely on the road? Keep it clean.
I watch The Wire.
I do watch The Wire quite a lot.
The Wire, really?
Yeah, but I've just finished series 4, so I'm waiting now to get the DVD of number 5, but I don't know how long I'm going to have to wait. We do tend to drink ourselves into a stupor, into a depression sometimes.
Does it do anger?
Yeah, sometimes into anger. That's obviously quite interesting. various different coping mechanisms, call them. Sometimes you'd like to get a little bit of solitary time in the bunk.
I like a lot of solitary time.
Yeah, I like to sort of just lie down in a sort of vampiric posture with my arms.
He's got a coffin. He's got a coffin full of dark earth.
Yeah, that I keep the earth from my homeland.
Oh, and what do you do?
I just laugh at Al. He's in his bunk. He's covered in a dry husk, gibbering, and I check up on him, make sure he's okay.
Yeah. What we tend to do is go around the world, going to thrift stores, buying clothes and records, By the end of the tour, we have massive collections of.
We nail them to the outside of the bus,
like trophies.
Do you ever find that the music that you find in those boxes and record stores and rummage sales ends up influencing what you're writing for your next record?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I should think that Todd Rundgren album I got in a secondhand shop or in a charity shop somewhere.
Yeah.
And so we ended up sampling that. And no, that happens constantly, yeah.
Before I let you go, is there anything about the record you want to tell me or that nobody's asked you in an interview that you just wish somebody would ask you already?
It's available from all good stores from February the 5th. Make sure you buy it, please.
He's the businessman in the group. Anything else?
I can't stress that enough. Really.
It's really important.
Very important that you buy this record.
We are
very
creating important. A list of people who don't buy it.
And we'll come and find you. Hot Chip, thanks for coming by the studio.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's me versus you in love. 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 It's me versus you in love.
Next up on the BPP, Rich Ladies and Young Men. A tale as old as time.
Or at least as old as Sex and the City.
And now they apparently have a dating service. The organizer of the whole thing is going to come in next and explain. We'll grill him on this thing. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
He's technically trained.